I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report across the state of West Virginia. Next week, you'll have your opportunity to lodge a complaint, register a compliment, or simply ask a probing question about work done by your West Virginia DNR. I'll tell you more about it coming up.
Take me fishing, because our boat's cooler than any video game.
Take me fishing, and make me feel 16 again.
Take someone you love out on the water, and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing, because my wedding will be sooner than you think.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
Monday and Tuesday, the DNR staff fans out to public locations across the state for the annual Sportsman Sectional Meetings.
We commonly call these meetings our sectional meetings or our regulation meetings. And quite frankly, Chris, I personally and our agency as a whole really looks forward to these meetings. They can be a little bit rough and tumble at times, but by and large, it gives our agency the best opportunity that we have to solicit input from the sporting public.
Paul Johansson there of the West Virginia DNR. During these events every year, the DNR prepares a list of changes they have for season dates and bag limits that will be proposed for the fall hunting season. The one that typically garners the most attention is deer season, especially for antlerless deer. And Johansson says that's a fluid decision year to year. 2007, no different.
The hunters will find that we've opened the season up a little bit more. It's going to be a little bit more liberal. You know, we base our decisions as far as opening or closing antlerless seasons based on our operational deer plan. And that guides us. We use the buck kill per square mile as the index to the population, and we try to adjust those deer densities to appropriate levels. And the best way to do that is, as you know, is through the harvest of females, and using the antlerless season is our best tool.
And that will include an opportunity to kill a doe during the buck season in 42 counties this year. Johansson says that has been a well-received device in their management strategy recently.
It's been extremely popular with our hunters, and quite frankly, it has been, I like to call it the silver bullet. You know, for a number of years, we were having difficulty harvesting enough antlerless deer in the areas where we needed to adjust deer populations. By making that one management decision and taking advantage of the time of the year when most of our hunters are afield to allow them to kill a female or an antlerless deer was a tremendously positive thing.
The meeting times are all set for 6 to 8 o'clock in the evening. Monday's locations will be at East Fairmont High School, the James Rumsey Votech Center in Martinsburg, Summersville High School, the Briar Inn in Lewisburg, the West Virginia Pumpkin Park 4-H building in Milton, and in Harrisville at North Bend State Park. Then on Tuesday, the sites include John Marshall High School in Glendale, Moorfield Middle School, Buchanan Upshur High School, Twin Falls State Park in Mullins, Chief Logan State Park and Conference Center in Logan, and the Parkersburg Judicial Annex. Hope you'll be able to attend one of those. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.